Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Thank you.
Today's news from ABC is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 65 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people are filing past the open casket of Pope Francis, who is lying in state at the Vatican ahead of his funeral on Saturday. ABC's Terry Moran has a preview.
Leaders from around the world will be there, including President Trump and the First Lady, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Prince William. The Pope's funeral on Saturday will begin with Mass at 10 a.m. local time in the square in front of St. Peter's Basilica, followed by a burial at the Basilica of St. Mary Major, a couple of miles away. The Pope breaking with tradition, asking to be buried, quote, in the earth, simple, without particular decoration.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reassuring the global economic community, speaking to the World Bank in Washington, telling them the current trade war with China will ultimately result in more sustainable global trade policies. State of emergency has been declared in Ocean County, New Jersey, where over 8,000 acres have burned in a wildfire. This is ABC News. Tesla's slumping stock seems to be giving Elon Musk some thought.
Elon Musk's role at the White House appears to be winding down. The Tesla CEO told investors he'll be stepping back from his role at the Department of Government Efficiency next month.
I think I'll continue to spend, you know, a day or two per week on government matters.
Tesla profits plunged 71% in the first quarter of this year. The company acknowledging political sentiment likely played a role as Musk and his team worked to slash government spending and jobs. Nicole DeAntonio, ABC News, Washington.
This doesn't bode well for the housing market.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications for new home loans fell 12.7% from the prior week. The rate of refinancing was down 20%. The MBA says the reason for the reductions is obvious. The rate for a 30-year fixed rose for the second straight week to 6.9%.
That's Jim Ryan. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and comfortable. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible with a high of 70. Tonight, passing clouds along with isolated showers, a low of 48. And tomorrow, variably cloudy and continued mild. A few brief showers are possible tomorrow with a high of 69. Again in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 38, we're up to 65 degrees.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels, from planning to installing. However large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Tax and budget talks are getting off the ground at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that he's had meetings with Republican legislative leaders and staff. Evers said his goal would be to have work completed this summer, but, quote, the legislature seems a little slow this time around. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believes the governor realizes that there will not be new spending without a reduction in taxes.
I think the governor realizes that we're not going to spend any more money unless we have the ability to reduce taxes and help folks deal with inflation. And I think we realize that we're not going to ever get a tax cut if we don't talk with the governor and see where his priorities are as well. So we're very early in the process, but again, I'm an optimist. I hope we can get a budget across the finish line.
Republicans prefer passing a tax package before moving on to the budget, while Evers wants any cuts to be part of the overall budget. Evers and Republicans have a roughly $4.3 million surplus to work with. Evers said he won't make a decision regarding a possible third term until after the budget is finished. A Republican bill in the state legislature would keep appointees to a state position from continuing after their term ends. It would close a loophole that allows an appointee to continue to remain on a state board or commission until a replacement is named and confirmed by the state Senate. The issue first surfaced in 2022 when an appointee of Governor Scott Walker, Fred Preen, remained on the Natural Resources Board for over a year after his term ended. It happened again a year later when Megan Wolf's term as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator ended and the commission didn't nominate her successor. The Wisconsin Supreme Court later decided to allow both Preen and Wolf to remain in their positions. A bill to provide health care for new moms sailed through the state Senate Tuesday on a 32-1 vote, but faces an uncertain path in the Assembly. The bill to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms to 1 year is from Republican Senator Jesse James. Wisconsin and Arkansas are the only states capping that coverage at 60 days. James said that leaves far too many women without the care they need during the one of the most critical times in their lives. He called the measure a simple, meaningful step that can change the outcomes for families in Wisconsin. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss isn't ready to sign off on it. Voss said the Assembly Republican Caucus has yet to discuss the bill, which he called an expansion of welfare and something that he could not support. A similar bill passed the Senate last session but didn't get a vote in the Assembly. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to reinvestigate the 9/11 attacks. Speaking on a conservative podcast, Johnson says Congress should reopen the investigation into the terrorist attacks on New York City and the Pentagon. The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Investigation Committee told host Benny Johnson he wants to investigate several already debunked conspiracy theories. Several Trump allies are urging the president to support the move since he is a New Yorker. It has been nearly 24 years since the attacks in 2001 and 21 years since the official release of the 9/11 Commission's final report. Guidance from the Democratic governor of Wisconsin's administration to state employees about what to do if immigration officials or other federal agents show up at their workplace is drawing fire from Republicans who say it was in defiance of the law and President Donald Trump. The guidance from Governor Tony Evers' Department of Administration was emailed to state workers Friday afternoon. It offers guidance mirroring what immigrant rights groups and other advocates have released. The memo comes as Trump's administration has ramped up efforts to deport people living in the country illegally, setting off a string of lawsuits and resistance among Democrats. Wisconsin business owners are in limbo trying to figure out how the tariffs will affect them and how it'll hurt their bottom line. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
T.J. Samanchin owns Wonder State Coffee. They were just named the 2025 Roaster of the Year by Roast Magazine. Samanchin knows he's facing a 10% tax on all his coffee beans. Now he has to figure out how to pay for it.
It's brutal. I mean, what's happening for small businesses? These tariffs are directly hitting us. Who pays for it? It's the businesses who are buying these products. Literally, I am the guy who pays the tariff. It is a direct increased cost to business. It's a tax. It's across the board.
Samanchin buys all his coffee beans from farmers in other countries for his Wisconsin cafes and fays in Viroqua, Bayfield, and here in Madison.
According to a study commissioned by the Wall Street Journal, small and medium-sized businesses make up a third of all imports to the U.S. Two-thirds of business owners said in that survey that tariffs will directly hurt their bottom line. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says it has not received a response from the Department of Education after refusing to sign a request certifying that it is in compliance with the Trump administration's policies on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The agency had previously announced it would not be signing the certification request, arguing that the request lacked clarity and threatened local control of the state's public school system. If the DPI does not comply with the policies, Wisconsin's public schools could lose crucial federal funding. A third candidate has entered the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. On Friday, former Eau Claire City Council member Laura Benjamin announced her intent to run for the seat currently occupied by Congressman Derek Van Orden. In her announcement, Benjamin said she is running to preserve the rights of people in western Wisconsin. She joins Rebecca Cook, who won the Democratic primary for the 2024 election, and current Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge in the 2026 primary race. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports a decrease in the rate at which tobacco and vape retailers sold to underage consumers last year, with annual data showing a decline from 13.6% in 2023 to 11.8% in 2024. These results come from the SINAR survey, an annual statewide assessment of the retailer violation rate. In 2019, the rate was 5.5% and reached its highest point in 2021, when the rate was 14.1%. The most recent survey have monitored sales to those under age 21. This aligns with a change in the federal law that raised the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 at the end of 2019. Wisconsin remains one of only 8 states that has not changed its law to match the federal law, which has caused confusion and enforcement challenges statewide. In response, DHS launched the statewide Tobacco 21 Public Awareness Campaign. First introduced in 2022, the campaign reinforces the message that 21 is the minimum legal sales age for tobacco and vape products. It includes messages for both the public and tobacco and vape retailers. The 2024 data revealed that the most underage sales took place at tobacco and vape shops. These outlets sold to underage consumers at a 30% rate higher than the rates at gas stations and other types of retail outlets. The DHS Wisconsin Commercial Tobacco Prevention and Treatment Program has seen a recent uptick in local zoning ordinances that limit the number and location of these shops. The 2024 SINAR survey also included the following data points. The rate of overall underage sales to males was 14.4%, and the rate of overall underage sales to females was 9.8%. Underage males were most often sold e-cigarettes. Underage females were most often sold cigarillos. Free training to help retailers comply with the Tobacco 21 sale law is available at witobaccocheck.org. Retailers can also order free materials on the Tobacco 21 webpage. Wisconsinites who want to learn more about quitting commercial tobacco and e-cigarettes can visit wiquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or text READY to 34191 for free assistance, including free nicotine replacement therapy if medically eligible. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Have you been bombarded with toll charge text? Michelle Reinen has some advice. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
It's 67 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1222. Now that winter is over, there are more travelers on the roadways heading to out-of-state destinations. There has also been an increase of fake toll charge text. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Wisconsin's getting hit really hard with this right now, and part of it, we think, is because of spring breaks and the variations across the state with the timing of spring break. And, of course, we border a state that has tolls, and others travel down south where they exist or maybe to visit friends and family where tolls exist. So we got hit really hard with these text messages that indicate they're from a tolling agency, and they look like they're either from Easy Pass or Wisconsin DOT. And they say that you are overdue or delinquent in having paid your tolls from having traveled through, and that you need to go to a website that looks like it's legitimate.
Even though the text and the website it directs you to may look real, they should be ignored.
It impersonates a tolling website for you to make that payment. But consumers across the board have not left the state, do not have outstanding tolls. They are not subject to penalties or fines and any law enforcement action. So they should disregard this toll and do not click on the links that are contained within the text message.
If you feel the information you receive is real, do some research before taking action.
If you really did travel out of state where there is a toll, then go directly to that tolling agency website, not using the link that's in the text message. Go find it yourself. Go there, run your license plate, and see if there's an outstanding toll. But don't just respond to this message out of fear or urgency to make payment. And then report it to your telecommunications provider so hopefully they can get a handle and block some of these. And then when it's a new scam, make sure Consumer Protection is also aware of what's circulating.
Michelle Reinen says that if you receive a text about a toll charge, the best thing to do is get rid of it.
Please delete the message. If reporting it as junk to your provider doesn't auto-delete, then you take action to delete it.
If you receive toll charge text or have scam by it, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A ramen noodle skate park restaurant, a hammer that turns into a cookie, and a mobile cancer treatment support unit were just some of the many business ideas that came out of the third annual Career Fair Day hosted at North Crawford High School earlier this month. 7 busloads of students from high schools across the region were treated to a day-long event featuring 15 workshops and 25 college and career trade show booths. The high schools participating included Prairie du Chien, Kickapoo, DeSoto, Seneca, West Salem, and Waseca Steuben, as well as host high school North Crawford. Small Business Development Center consultants Noor Raffenschmidt and Kate Koziel ran the Turn Your Ideas into Reality business planning workshop, where more than 50 students came up with business ideas and presented them to the group. The Small Business Development Center workshop used the Business Canvas tool to encourage and provide a framework for sketching out new business ideas. 10 colleges and universities also attended the Career Day event, including UW-Platteville, UW-La Crosse, UW-Stout, University of Minnesota Rochester, and Grand Canyon University, located in Phoenix, Arizona. Regional and local businesses were also in attendance, including Rockwell Automation, Matthey Construction, Dove Healthcare, Fenimore, Select Milk Producers Incorporated, and Trane Technologies. To learn more about the Small Business Development Centers of Southwest Wisconsin, visit the website at wisconsinsbdc.org/centers/southwest-wisconsin-sbdc. Congressman Mark Pocan appeared at a town hall in La Crosse yesterday. Pocan and 3rd Congressional District Representative Derek Van Orden were invited to the event, which was put on by Opportunity Wisconsin. Senator Bernie Sanders also made an appearance by phone. During the event, Pocan said that he would consider returning to the 3rd District, which he does not represent, to provide in-person town halls. Van Orden is holding a virtual town hall, the latest in a series of them, tonight at 6. Fans can attend a free Packers virtual draft party presented by Miller Lite this evening before the first day of the NFL draft gets underway. Several Packers are scheduled to attend and will be involved in a question and answer session. To join in, visit Packers.com or follow the Packers' official Facebook, X, and YouTube accounts. It's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
At the Creative Outlet, we sell beautiful, detailed, handmade greeting cards for many different occasions. 6 days a week, you can come in and pick out a thoughtful card to brighten someone's day when they open their mail. We are the Creative Outlet, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 on Court Street in Richland Center, bringing you the option to shop one-of-a-kind handmade gifts all year round.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO News Time is 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Faith Hallett include seven children, Doris and Chuck Carlson of California, Larry and Susan Hallett of Richland Center, Roger and Deborah Hallett of Barneveld, Anita and Mike Simonson of New London, Susan and Jeff Meyer of Sextonville, Wanda Castelli of Kenosha, and David Hallett of Richland Center. 18 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren, 7 great-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include two children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rolbecki, 4 grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sister-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel and Joanne Baxter are survived by two sons, Craig of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and David and Rhonda of Oconomowoc, 8 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, Joanne's sisters, Marion and Bob, and Kate and Fred, sister-in-law Betty Baxter of Avoca, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. Betty Beinborn is survived by two daughters, Marcia and Mike Webster of Belleville, Nancy and Larry Milligan of Henry, Illinois, sons Michael and Nancy of Boscobel, Jeff and Gina of Elkhorn, and Tim of Boscobel. 17 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, her sister, Beverly of Shorewood, sister-in-law, Orpha, Beinborn of Boscobel, and brother-in-law, Jack Rowland of Clinton, Iowa. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gretz, Julianne Turnipseed and Joe Quinn, companion Lisa Wilson, a brother, LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday, May 2nd, from 2 until 5, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Carter is survived by his wife of 50 years, Penny, two sons, Tony and Jennifer Carter, and Terry and Becky Carter, a daughter, Tanya and Wesley Brush, a grandson, three granddaughters, two great-granddaughters, a great-grandson, four sisters, Janet Hine, Ellen and Larry Morgan, Linda Schmidt, and Grace and Paul Petak, two brothers, Herbie and Kendi Carter, and Dan and Jody Carter, an aunt and many other special in-laws, nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. The funeral. Sherry McGowan is survived by two sons, Donald McGowan and Dave McGowan, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, four brothers, Pat McCarriger, Jim Lochner, John and Joanne Lochner, and Mark and Diane Lochner, two sisters, Sandy Maynard and Barb Hartley, sister-in-law Kay Kaufman, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Thank you. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gail and Linda Surum and Harold and Jeannie Wells. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a band of showers that moved through here earlier this morning is now shifting into southeast Wisconsin as of midday. This brought as much as a half inch of rain to parts of Grant County, with generally a tenth inch or less across the rest of our area. Otherwise, some pretty mild temperatures on tap for today and tomorrow. Get out there and enjoy with a little sun peeking out. A few isolated showers could still spring up with a front stalled out in the area. We do expect a much more widespread rain though Thursday night into Friday morning as low pressure spins across the region. Rain amounts with that could be over a half inch. Also, some colder air will get tapped, so kind of a chilly one out there by late Friday into early Saturday. But plenty of sunshine and less wind Saturday should make for a nice start to the weekend. And then warmer air starts to move back in on Sunday. It could feel quite summer-like early next week as we get into the warm sector of a storm system passing up through the northern plains. So the rest of today, partly sunny and comfortable, with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high temperature close to 70, south to southwest wind at 4 to 8. Passing clouds tonight, still a small chance of a shower, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, continued mild. A few brief showers are possible, high near 69 degrees, as winds become easterly at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, rain likely, especially later, possibly a thunderstorm mixed in, low down to 47. On Friday, rain likely through midday, then drying up, breezy and cooler, highs in the upper 50s. Come Saturday, lots of sunshine and comfortable, high of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, high temperature 68. Slight chance of a shower at night. Monday, partly sunny, breezy and warm, high 77. Chance of scattered showers and storms. And Tuesday, scattered showers and storms likely in the morning to early afternoon, breaks of sun with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 72, our low this morning was 38. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 68. The record high for this date set in 1980 is 94 degrees. The record low 22 was set in 1939. Last year's high was 67 with a low of 53. Sunset tonight will be at 7:54, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:05. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is back down to 30.14. Relative humidity is 60%, and we have received 11/100ths of an inch of rain. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The scientific community battles to justify the existence of genetic modification. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sir Richard Roberts is fed up with the criticism of genetic modification. The Nobel Prize-winning scientist told a recent gathering in Canada that GM detractors rely on fear and not facts.
In Europe, almost all of the animal food comes from GMO crops that are grown in South America, imported into Europe, and then fed to the animals. Why don't the animal activists get up and say, hey, this is really dangerous. Look what you're doing to our animals. So apparently it's perfectly okay for animals to eat these things and for us then to eat the animals. But Greenpeace will have you believe that it is dangerous for us to eat it. And frankly, it is absolute nonsense.
Roberts continues.
When the COVID vaccine came along, within 12 months, it was approved in Europe. It was approved around the world. It was a very rapid response using the very best of biotech in order to solve a problem. This was really pretty good. Why didn't the Europeans object to that? Why didn't Greenpeace go out and say, hey, this is a genetically modified product. You shouldn't be doing this.
Tomorrow, why Roberts thinks Greenpeace is off base on GMOs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
An economist is concerned about the long-term impacts a trade war with China could bring. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Some ag economists are concerned the trade tensions with China could lead to a rise in inflation and have long-term impacts to ag exports. David Widmar is with Agricultural Economic Insights.
If we're putting a tariff or a tax on goods coming into the United States, that's going to have some impact on consumer-level prices when we add inflation on top of that, that has the effect of a one-time hike in prices.
He tells Brownfield China's retaliatory tariffs are already impacting ag exports. Ohio State University's Ian Sheldon says additional inflationary pressures would add to farmer uncertainty.
Farmers were already suffering a margin squeeze. The ratcheting up of the trade war with China is going to hurt on the farm income side in terms of commodity prices. I think we're going to see a decline in those prices as we have the potential of being locked out of the Chinese market.
Inflation is currently above the Federal Reserve's target rate of 2%. A Michigan farmer says this season he's been able to seed about 100 acres an hour with a new custom-built high-speed planter. Clint Hagen tells Brownfield the farm has a history of experimenting with equipment.
We just don't ever seem to hesitate to tear something apart and put it back together. And everybody knows what the cost of something brand new is these days. And a few years back, we asked John Deere about building a planter like this and basically told us they couldn't do it. So maybe that was a little bit even of a challenge to just say, well, we know we can.
He says as farmers look for efficiencies, others in the area have also made similar conversions now that the technology is available.
These 120-foot frames, there's several sitting around the countryside now, used enough to where the price of them is actually quite cheap for the amount of iron you're getting. That made it more attractive.
Hagen says a 30-foot planter is used for smaller fields or works within the same field with the same precision coverage maps. He's already wrapped up planting sugar beets. The Trump administration announced an effort to eliminate artificial food coloring dyes, which many believe are not healthy. Matt Herrick with the International Dairy Foods Association tells Brownfield the dairy foods industry wanted to do its part to eliminate unwanted dyes.
We reached out to every company, every dairy company, every food company that sells a dairy product in schools and said, would you commit to remove, if you have a product that includes any certified artificial dyes, would you commit to remove them? All of them said yes.
Herrick says most dairy products are already free of artificial dyes. Some lawmakers in the U.S. House say a federal fix for year-round E15 may not happen before the summer driving season begins. Ashley Hinson from Iowa and Mike Flood from Nebraska say they're optimistic it could pass later this summer. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Corn farmers are facing increased challenges from herbicide-resistant weeds at a time when every bushel matters. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, says every weed escape has an impact on the bottom line.
If we're not getting them controlled, obviously they're competing for that space, nutrients, and water, and plenty of data out there shows there's detrimental yield loss there.
He says incorporating multiple modes of action into a herbicide plan is the best way to combat resistance.
My recommendation is Certain herbicide as a pre, followed by something with status in it, status herbicide post-emergent. Those are multiple effective set of action products. They're different modes of action from HPPDs and gives us a strong 1-2 punch.
Martins says status from BASF offers growers flexibility for a timely application.
Application window is V2 through V8 and it has adjuvant flexibility, so you could use NIS, COC, or even MSO with it.
To learn more about status herbicide, contact your local BASF representative or visit agriculture.basf.us.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another really quiet start. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. It's looking more like significant trade volume. It will hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $3 to $6 higher. Steer and heifer calves less than 700 pounds were $6 to $12 higher. Some peewee heifers were $20 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a light to moderate supply. Buyers are more aggressive and less selective in their procurement efforts to pick up full loads. Medium and large one feeder steers, 500 to 540 pounds, brought $375 to $399. Feeder steers, 553 to 588 pounds, brought $357.50 to $386. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 450 to 483 pounds, brought $355 to $391. Feeder heifers, 651 pounds, brought $294.50. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 63 cents at $3.32.36. Select was $1.20 lower at $3.16.45. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with big negotiated purchases. Processors are more aggressive in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor global demand for U.S. pork, especially as China has abstained from purchasing U.S. goods recently. There's some optimism, especially following the Easter holiday and heading into the grilling season, that domestic demand will see a boost, which could provide additional support to prices. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up 422 with a weighted average of 91.59. The Iowa Minnesota was 445 higher with a weighted average of 91.82. And the Western Corn Belt up 457 with a weighted average of 91.94. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. And pork values were weak at midday, down 26 cents at 95.52. Hams, picnics, loins, and ribs were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with MSAC Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale today. Lots of people are getting into the fields. Large squares topped at $150 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Wilson stock trailer, trucks, mowers, UTVs, ATVs, boats, John Deere small square baler, chopper, manure spreader, and much, much more ending April 30th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.temsacauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Soybeans and cattle are higher, corn's lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today with a lot of talk about the easing of the tariff battle with China, but no official public progress is evident at this point. The trade continues to monitor U.S. planting conditions and harvest activity in Argentina. Things are essentially wrapped up in Brazil. May beans are 7 higher at 10.42. July's up 5 and 3 quarters at 10.51 and 3 quarters. May bean meal's up 20 cents at 292.10. May soybean oil's 37 points higher at 47.95. Corn's down, planting's ahead of average, and forecasts for most areas this week are generally favorable. Losses are at least somewhat limited by the solid feed, fuel, and export demand. May's down 3 at 472 and 3 quarters. July corn's 3 and a quarter lower at 480. And wheat's down with some pressure from the higher move in the dollar index today. Most forecasts do have good near-term rainfall chances for parts of the southern U.S. plains. Drought's also an ongoing issue in parts of the Black Sea region. May Chicago's down 6.5 at 529. May Kansas City's 6.5 lower at 539.5. May Minneapolis is down 3.25 at 592.25. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of this week's direct business. Asking prices are starting to surface at 214 to 215 live. No bids, though, as of yet. June live's up $1.50 at 207.77. August is 137 higher at 203.82. May feeders are up $1.97 at 288.90. And August is $1.07 higher at 292.32. And hogs are mixed with pork weak at midday and cash steady to sharply higher. May lean is down a dime at $92.12. June is up 2 cents at $100.30. Crude oil's lower. The Dow is still up, but well below the session highs. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. It's lawn and garden season with Wilkinson Auctions, with three auctions coming up this Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard, next Saturday, May 3rd at Swiderski Power in Appleton, and Saturday, May 10th at Mawson Equipment. Hey, we've got a great lineup for you at the Muscadet Auction Yard with tons of mowers, ATVs, vehicles, motorcycles, boats, trailers, vehicles, and even outdoor furniture. This will be a really fun auction to get you ready for spring. The Muscadet Area Lawn and Garden Auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have another equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard, Monday, April 28th. This auction has wheel loaders, telehandlers, tractors, trucks, and tons of bigger equipment. An equipment consignment auction, Monday, April 28th at the Columbus Auction Yard. Real estate is hot. Give us a call to list and sell your real estate today. More info on all of these auctions and our real estate listings at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
rhubarb, a spring treat with great health benefits. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Spring is here, and so is rhubarb season. Rhubarb, which is often mistaken for a fruit, is actually a vegetable. It's known for its sour taste and thick stalks, which can vary in color from like green to pink and red. Rhubarb originated in Asia and has been used medicinally for thousands of years. Its popularity didn't grow in the U.S. until sugar became more affordable and readily available. It's typically cooked down and used for pies and jellies or in cobblers. Rhubarb is a rich source of antioxidants. It's higher in fiber and in vitamin K. If you're prone to kidney stones, though, you might want to limit your rhubarb consumption because it also contains calcium oxalate. Some other things to know about rhubarb: only the stalks are safe to eat. In fact, the leaves are actually poisonous. Fresh rhubarb can be stored in the refrigerator for up to a week. It can be frozen, either whole or chopped, to be used later. It can be pickled. And rhubarb pairs exceptionally well with other fruits like strawberries, apples, and other berries. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Dad, is Volt IP Plus seed treatment a biofungicide or an inoculant?
Well, that's a strange thing to ask, son, but since it's on your mind, it's both. Two powerful biofungicides plus an elite rhizobia inoculant. It's how we improve early season soybean vigor and increase yield potential.
Why is the sky blue?
How about we just stick to soybeans, son?
Vault IP Plus Biological Seed Treatment from BASF. The plus equals more. Talk to your retailer or BASF representative today. Always read and follow label directions.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz.